Half a century after Neil Armstrong took man's first steps on the moon, Bill Baker still can't believe Tennessee engineers helped get him there.
I do remember looking up at the moon and thinking, gee whiz, we have people actually walking around up there.
Baker started his career at the Arnold Air Force Base at the height of the space race. WPLN Samantha Mack spoke with him on the eve of the 50-year anniversary of that giant leap for mankind.
We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other things, not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
I knew that I wanted to be an aerospace engineer when I was in about the eighth grade. I was afraid that the entire space program was going to be over before I could get out of college. So I started going to school year round. I began my career at AEDC in 1964. Without the testing, you know, we would not have gone to the moon.
Fido.
Go.
Guide.
Go.
Control.
Go.
Telcom.
Go.
GNC.
I remember the landing on the moon. One of my co-workers had built a Heathkit color TV. It was just a bunch of people sitting around a television staring at the TV screen, and I don't believe anybody was even talking. It was they just were holding their breath.
We're breathing again.
We had tested the engines here so that we knew the engines worked to get them onto the moon, and we knew the engines would work to get them off of the moon. But you still hold your breath until they do it.
That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
There is a place in Middle Tennessee where some of the most exciting aerospace and aerodynamic work in the country is going on. We helped put the man on the moon and bring him home safely.
That's Bill Baker talking to WPLN's Samantha Max.